Hello and welcome to Sangam Lit. This is Nandini Karki, and in this episode we listen to words rendered unto death as depicted in Sangam literary work Puranannooru 361, penned by the poet Kayamanar. Set in an unidentified category, the verse talks about the qualities of a leader. Kar yedir urumin urari kallena aru irku alamarum ara kootram nin varavu anjalen maado nanpala kelvi mutriya velvi andanarku arungalam neerodu sidari perundagai thaayin nandru palarku eethu terul nadai maa kalirudu தன் அருள் பாடுனர்க்கு நன்கு அருளியும் உருள் நடை பகரேர் ஒன்னார் கொன்று தன் தாள் சேருனர்க்கு இனிது ஈத்தும் புரிமாலையர் பாடினிக்கு பொழந்தாமரை பூம்பானரொடு கலந்து அலைய நீல் இருக்கையால் பொறையொடு மலிந்த கற்பின்மான் நோக்கின் வில்லென விளங்கிய புருவத்து வல்லென நல்கின் நா அஞ்சும் முள்ளியிற்று மகளிர் அல்குள் தாங்கா அசை மெல்லென களங்களத்தேரல் புலங்களத்து ஏந்தி அமிழ்தி என மடுப்ப மாந்தி இகழ்விலன் நில்லா உலகத்து நிலையாமை நீ சொல்ல வேண்டா தோன்றல் முந்து அறிந்த முழுது உணர் கேள்வியன் ஆகளின் விரகினானே. A song which praises an unknown king to the skies in words to death which comes for him. The poet's words can be translated as follows. Appearing suddenly like the monsoon's thunder, you rove restlessly to devour lives, O unsatisfied death. He is not one to fear your approach. To priests with deep knowledge, he has rendered precious vessels filled with water, and with a generosity even greater than that of a mother, he has rendered to many. He has showered swift-gated horses along with elephants to those who sing of his glory, and joyfully rendered many rolling chariots to those who kill his enemies and surrender at his feet. Garlands for the female singers and golden lotuses to bards he has given. In his great seat of power, where he remains relaxed, maiden with patience and virtue, with deer-like gazes, with arching eyebrows akin to bows, having sharp teeth that the tongue is scared of, with swaying waist, gently bring filtered toddy in golden vessels. Even when they render unto him, as if it were elixir, he does not forget the impermanence of this unstopping world. And so, you don't have to tell him about it, since he is someone who has assimilated all the knowledge. And so, let's delve into the details. The poet makes it clear to us that he is addressing death, which appears suddenly, like the sound of thunder during the rains. He then boasts to this fearsome entity that the leader it comes for is not afraid of it, and then goes on to say how he's been generous to everyone, be it the priests, poets, female singers, bards, and lords who fight for him. More than a mother's is his generosity, glorifies the poet. The leader is not all work and no play, for when he's relaxed in his place, his royal maiden bring him exquisite toddy in golden vessels, and he enjoys them as if it's nectar from the heavens. Even so, the man doesn't forget about the impermanence of it all, the poet adds. He then concludes with words to death that there's nothing it needs to educate him about, as he has acquired all the knowledge that there is. A verse which made me wonder, what is the point of this? Death is not going to cease and go away because of these words spoken. Then I thought, maybe the poet considers this as a creative way of praising this leader, And in any case, it's the same old praise for being generous and giving away everything to everybody. Finally, the one thing that remains strong in the end is the understanding of impermanence that this leader seemed to have. That nothing lasts and everything changes is the one universal and timeless truth we can accept from this ancient verse. Thanks for listening to this episode of Sangam Lit and journeying with me to ancient lands and minds. Please visit nandinikarki.com to share your thoughts and do spread the word about Sangam Lit. Until next time, Nandri Vanakkam.